Why is it making that funny noise? It's making a funny noise, isn't it?
No.
All right, that's just me. I haven't been in this studio for a long time. Hey, that was Paho and Angel Fuck, and that was for Clint.
Yeah.
I was psyched that he played a Misfit song, so I thought he should hear that. All right, yeah, you just got me tonight. No guests. I was trying to sort something out, but it was all super last minute and everyone's out of town. I've been out of town. I've been to Canada. So I was thinking, like, I should do some Canadian songs or something like that. Or I've been in England for a while, so I was going to play some stuff that I picked up. And then it's been really hot as well, back coming back to LA. So I was thinking, like, loads of summer jams. But then, you know what? I'll just play whatever the hell I want. How's that? All right.
Time. serious. A serious can be.
All right, that was Jane's Addiction, Summertime Rolls. Before that, we heard Pavement, Summer Babe. All these summer jams that I sort of pulled aside, but that's not necessarily the theme. Saying that, though, rather than just listen to me talking and banging on about something, then how about we just play some more music? I'm going to play Batwings, Catwings, friends of mine who were down in the studio a few months ago, and this is Endless Summer.
You run a comb all through your head. in the doldrums of coming pain. To dance in the doldrums to keep you from this divide. It's man we exactly way home. Drive home. We don't care where we are. We don't care if we arrive soon.
So that was fucked up. Canadian and a summer song. So there you go, tied it all in nicely. That was I Hate Summer by Fucked Up. Before that was Summer Light by Cave Singers. Before that was Endless Summer by Batwings Catwings. All right. I hope you're finding a way to stay cool because it's very hot in this basement and it's very hot in my house right now. And I'm going to Palm Springs at the weekend, and that is going to be unbelievably hot as well. So just trying to stay cool in this environment. I'm not used to it, you know. I'm English, so. All right, here's The Mazes with Summer Hits.
Yeah.
right, you're listening to False FM. That was the fantastic Stone Roses Waterfall. For that was John Cale with Big White Cloud, which you might recognise from the America video, Stay Gold. And before that was Summer Hits by Mazes, my friend Conan's band. Hi, Conan. All right, let's have a look at some more music. That's kind of... Clint's laughing his head off in the background.
I'm not laughing off, I'm
just... No, laughing your head off. Yeah, he's laughing. He just plays good jams, and I sort of just go on rants about very little.
Turn this up.
Mic two.
You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
I'm on the squeakiest chair in the Los Angeles
They can't even hear the squeaky chair. If you talk...
Wait, do it again.
Every time I do anything, it's like that, and I'm like, oh, man.
They don't hear that. They don't hear it.
All right.
You got this mic that you got to, like, talk super into and stuff.
Yeah, that's what kind of freaked me out before a little bit. I was like, ooh, what's that weird echo? And then...
Then you realize it's you
talking. Then I realized we were live on air.
You're doing your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing great.
How you doing, Clint?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, so tell me about Canada.
Canada was great. I had so much fun.
What did you do there? Let the people know what you did there.
I went there to paint some stores for Altamont.
Cool.
And to have an art show.
And you had a show, yeah.
I had a show, and it was on my birthday.
Altamont doesn't have stores, though.
They have we don't have stores as such, but we have, like, there's stores that stock it.
Got you.
That I go in and sort of, with a couple of buckets of paint, and make a mess for
nice.
Them. Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Well, and it was great, and It's what didn't we do? We shot guns. I did, like, tattoos for, like, a bunch of my friends. I ended up DJing one night.
These are all great things,
Some bar. And then I skated a lot as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
Got a trick for the heroin video.
For the which one?
For the heroin video.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What did you get? What do you got on there?
It's a wall ride shove it. And, you know, people have seen me do that before, but I'm pretty stoked about...
This is maybe one of the finest times you've done it.
Yeah, it's a good one, and it's at this spot in Canada that you might recognize or might not. Mm. And, yeah, I'm pretty... pleased.
Very good.
Yeah, but Craig Questions was there.
We're very proud of you, first of all, but also we're kind of proud of Questions. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely making a name for himself.
He's made
Be that
his
a
way,
good thing or a bad thing.
He's made his way back to England then.
Oh, no.
He's still here.
He's on the West Coast.
Where is he right
now? He's in Portland, I believe.
Oh, so he went... He stayed up there.
Blazing a trail down the West Coast.
Did
and he'll
you
be
ditch
here
him?
In 3 weeks.
Did you leave him up there?
I had to, yeah.
You got sick of it.
Yeah.
So you had to let him go.
I had to, yeah.
Be free, Questions. Be free.
Yeah, I set him out into the wilderness.
That's beautiful. So what are you going to play now?
I'm going to play some Japanese pop.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, this is Free Your Soul by Strobo Lights, and it's off the Ping Pong soundtrack.
Have you been to Japan before?
About 20 times.
20 times?
Yeah, I speak Japanese.
How many? No.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Nihongo wa kantan desu ne.
You're just making that
no,
shit up.
No, that means Japanese is easy.
Oh. Well, then you should teach
me sometime. Koro wa mondai nai desu.
I don't know that either.
That means that's no problem.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I speak a little. I picked a little up when I was in the Orient.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, you know.
Congratulations.
My ex-wife is Japanese.
Oh, I did not know.
Kiki, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She's
that
cool.
That makes sense then.
I've played some of... She's a musician now. I've played some of her jams on my radio show in the past.
Very good, I see. Is she from Japan?
She is. Osaka. Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, nice. Osaka nice. Girl. So.
Sick. Yeah. Well, then, let's scope this out, dude.
All right.
Nice. We'll be right back.
I'm a changed man now, I'm a deeper tea.
I'm drifting home, I'm breaking free.
It's the devil's own, the things I've seen. But nothing scares the fight in me. No reason or rhyme, treason or crime. Just the wrong place at the wrong time. 9 by 6, a year for every brick. No bar too strong, no wall too thick. Sway low, sway slow, way hey, pull it home. It was press, the rope to begin. Now what they gonna do when the prisoners sing? What they gonna do when we're in full swing? Gonna do when we're in full swing.
gonna do when the prisoners sing? What they gonna do when we're in for sway low, sway slow? What they gonna do when the prisoners sing? What they gonna do when they're in full swing? What they gonna do when the prisoners sing? They haven't got a clue when we're in full swing.
All right, we're back. This is Foz FM, and you've been listening to... Let's have a look. Free Your Soul by Strobe Light, by Supercar. Actually, I was wrong before. They're called Supercar. Then Wine and Roses by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. And you just heard Full Swing by Crowns, who are from Cornwall and are awesome. Hey, Randy just turned up.
Hello, hello.
He's got a new... He's on up next on the show. Here you go.
What's up, Foss? How you
doing? Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You've
it's good
been
to
Austin.
See you. Yes, we just came back from Austin, Texas.
When'd you get back?
We just got back Monday.
Cool.
Like Monday morning.
Yeah, I got back from Canada then.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I've been there for 2 weeks.
Does that feel like home? It's a British colony, right?
Yeah, well, the Queen's on all the money and stuff. And yeah, they spell things a little differently. And yeah, it was great.
They put U's in their color.
Yeah, they put U's in their color. Exactly.
You can get ketchup potato chips.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
But that's not even necessarily a British thing, right? That's kind of a specifically British
Canada thing.
Right. But do you get ketchup crisps?
Oh yeah, all day long.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
okay.
There's like so many good crisps over there.
What about pickled?
Pickled onion flavor, Monster Munch.
Oh.
One of the best inventions, along with the wheel and
Also big in Canada.
Oh,
pickle chips.
I'm sort of off the chips. I've got this stomach thing. Right. I can't drink coffee. I can't have anything fun.
Oh.
Hey, no coffee, 6 weeks.
It's candy?
Taking it easy. Red licorice is on my good list. So.
Okay, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'm good.
But oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's it.
Huh?
Temporary, right?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah.
No coffee, though.
Those crisps and coffee aren't going to eat and drink themselves.
No, they aren't.
You know what I mean?
I know.
There's going to be a surplus.
There'll be a stockpile.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I've got an allocation out there, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Well, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you as well, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Good little crew
it's
down
great
here.
Great to be here. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for coming out.
This has become a running joke with Shannon and I. You know, it's that odd, like, hey, thanks for coming out. Great to see you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This very kind of formal stage banter you get
Randy.
Into.
Randy.
Yeah, oh, God. Hecklers. I got to get my heckler game up.
Yeah.
We're playing in Denton, Texas at the Wet Hot Mess.
Wow.
Which hopefully is exactly as it sounds.
It sounds great.
Yeah, ourselves and the fine lads of the Blacklips.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's coming up September 1st in Denton, Texas, if anybody
September 1st,
is listening
that's
to this.
FYF as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
Fucked Up and Quicksand.
Yeah.
Dude,
I was just emailing with Mike from Fucked Up about doing something with Altamont.
Oh,
they've
awesome.
Already collaborated with.
I love them.
In the past.
I did a mural in at a club in Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
and it was loads of tapes. You know the tapes teacher.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I just did loads of giant tapes going up this hallway, and then one of the tapes was Fucked Up.
Fucked
David
up.
Comes to Life.
There you go. Is that because
and
in
you
Canada
guys were
you have
too.
To? Oh, I thank you.
Yeah.
Is that due to the Canadian regulations that 35% of their music has to be Canadian?
That was it.
So you had to put in. Did you put
Brian Adams?
Brian Adams.
Up,
is that okay? Yeah. Alanis Morissette.
Grimes. Oh, did Grimes. I tell you what my mum said? Have you heard that Grimes, that
this
girl?
Young lady?
Yeah,
Grimes,
the young
yes.
lady, yeah. Yep. So I've listened to that a little bit,
uh-huh.
and I went back home at Christmas, and I went back home a couple of months ago, and I was playing it for my mum while we were having dinner,
Yeah.
and she was like, oh, who's this? And I was like, oh, Grimes, it's this like
that's
girl,
nice.
Whatever.
Nice mom
and she was
music.
Like, oh, this is good. Where's she from? And I was like, oh, she's from Canada. And she was
well,
like,
there you go.
Oh, perfect. Well, maybe you'll meet her when you go.
Did you?
No,
a different part of Canada, I believe.
Is your mom disappointed?
She's bummed. She's bummed. But it was like, yeah, maybe you'll meet her. It's like Canada's, what, one of the biggest countries in... Yeah.
Next to America.
Next to America.
No, I have no idea. It is just next
it's
to America.
Huge,
I don't know how...
It's not
it
like going
to...
Like
adjacent to America.
Of the population lives within like 20 miles of the U.S. border.
Wow.
All the major cities.
Wow, Solomon is dropping knowledge on us right now.
No one can hear it though.
Yeah. He's saying Canada is like the pubic hair of the US. That's what he's saying. It's strategically placed. Thanks for your Canada hate.
And if anyone in Canada is listening, we love you.
I can drop a name and a mom story.
Please do. Do it.
We played the Bob Mould show at the Walt Disney Concert Hall.
I was there?
Yep. And Dave Grohl from the band Foo Fighters.
Yep.
was there. And you know
he's in that band. He's never been in any other band.
He's most famous for the Foos.
Wait, and he's in Scream too. Right?
And Scream, yeah. I don't know what he did in between, but it's something. But you know, and it's that strange thing with moms, you know. They know a lot, but don't really know any details, just kind of cursory knowledge of you know, pop culture, I think. And so my mom came into town. I was excited. We're playing the Disney Concert Hall. It looks very professional and nice. You know, it's not the smell, you know, which she enjoys as well. But you know, she doesn't live here. So when she's in town, I get to take her to the Walt Disney Concert Hall and play. So we're backstage, and I introduced my mom to Dave Grohl and his daughter. It was a very family kind of moment. And then a couple months go by, and she's watching the Grammys. She's like, you know that friend of yours, Dave? I just saw him on the Grammys. It was so cool. And I'm like, I couldn't quite explain to her how that story doesn't make any sense. But, you know, that I was like, oh, that's so nice. He was such a nice young man, and his daughter, and he was just such a nice guy. I didn't know I'm going to see him on the Grammys. I had no idea. That fuzzy friend of yours is kind of a big deal, huh?
Fuzzy
or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, mom, you know, gotta love moms for that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, you know, but there's something that's just kind of the collapsible pop culture of according to moms.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just
they just take it right down to your friend Dave, don't
they? They've seen it all. It's like, oh, right, these guys are all doing something. My son's, you know, an artist. He's working in America. It's kind of all a big deal.
Yeah.
The fact that you pay rent and don't live in their basement
just
kind of means you could be like Donald Trump, you know, or anything. They just don't quite have an understanding. You're successful. You pay the rent. So therefore you hang out with, you know, rock stars.
Robin.
And Dave Grohl.
Rock stars, Dean Spun.
Yep.
Just rolled in.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play one more
fuzzy
song.
Friend, Dean Spun.
And then it's No Age.
Hey, yo.
I'm going to end with, this one's for
Beth.
Clint.
We're
I started with a Misfits cover. Let's end with a Misfits cover. I'm I'm signing off. This is Fuzz FM. We are... I'm clocking out, and Noage are clocking in. And thanks for listening. And that's it. Wrapping up right now. Yeah.